Ways I Keep My Youthfulness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Ways I Keep My Youthfulness. Everyone would like to keep their youthfulness. Everyone would like to retain that dynamic attitude that they have in youth. The word sinewy, like the age of 20, where all your muscles and ligaments in your body is just a beautiful, firm organism that operates terrific in every possible way. What a wonderful way to live, right? Well, ways to keep my youthfulness is through thought. Through thinking happy thoughts, through thinking positive, youthful thoughts, through thinking thoughts about who and what I am. I like to think of my body as being lithe, flexible, supple, able to move and bend lightly and positively and wonderfully. This flexible body, this lithe body, is wonderful. As I went around the 3-mile path a number of times yesterday with Rex, I felt just like running. And so Rex at first was on the leash, and we were running together, and we ran in great synchronicity, and we walked and ran and ran and walked, and we just had a great old time. Then I let him loose off the leash, and he went off exploring things and having a wonderful time. And I decided I was going downhill now. So there's about a mile downhill, and I ran all the way downhill. Yeah, it's easier running downhill. And so I ran downhill and just sort of ran with my slip-on shoes and my feet just comfortably ensconced there. Little stones would get into my shoe, and then they'd bounce out again. And I would just run, and I would just have a great old time. And then, as I got to the bottom of the hill, I would look around. I was not puffing. I was not feeling that here I am so many years old or so many years young and I should be puffing. I didn't think that at all. It was natural. Natural that I wouldn't be puffing. And then I went along and I started to go up a hill. And I would go up to the Gregor Mueller bench, the bench of I Like Me. And so I started going up the hill there that Heinz had taken the tractor and made a beautiful pathway going up this hill. It's just really so lovely. And so the Ertley Path, I called it. And then I ran up the Heinz Ertley Path and got to the top by the Gregor bench and sat down there and meditated for a moment. But Rex came over to me and he sat down and he put his back end toward me where I could just get in reach of petting him a little bit, and he was just so content, and he stayed there. And when I was ready to get up, after I sat there and meditated for a few minutes, I said, okay. And when he hears the word okay, that means we're on our way again. And on our way we went. We went around and around and up and down and over and under and through and past. We just had the most wonderful, wonderful time. Then I thought, well, I'm just going to take some time and go again because this is a nice path. So once again, I made the 3-mile trek around our path up and down the mountains. And I ran and I walked and I enjoyed myself so thoroughly and I feel so good by it. And my outer body is showing what my inner attitude is about myself. My outer body is showing its suppleness, its flexibility, its lithesomeness, its agileness, its nimbleness. Wow, I feel so fantastic. You know, I like the word sinewy, S-I-N-E-W-Y, sinewy. It doesn't have much of a definition in the dictionary, but in the in the encyclopedia, it has a lot more words like lean and tough and muscular and vigorous and forceful and thin and strong. And those are all fabulous words for youthfulness, fabulous words for keeping youthfulness, keeping those thoughts ever in my mind, ever in my forefront of my thinking. Lean, tough, muscular, vigorous, forceful, thin, strong, sinewy, wow, lithe, supple. You see, We live the words that we most frequently keep in our consciousness. And words that I frequently keep in my consciousness is, I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace, I'm independently wealthy, I'm happy in every possible way. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I'm independently wealthy. You see, as I keep these thoughts ever before my mind, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. As I walk around the path, when I think about me being whole and perfect, I think of myself living in my youthful body, in my lithe, supple body, in my fabulous, flexible body. I feel so great. I feel lean and tough and muscular, vigorous, forceful, thin and strong, and all that good stuff. You see, those words from the dictionary and from thesaurus and from the library researches are all wonderful. They're all positive. They're all dynamic. And they're words that I keep on the uppermost of my heart and my mind. And I walk around here feeling just like a fantastic being that I am. It's a wonderful way to be, and a wonderful way to live, and it's a wonderful way to act, and it's a wonderful way to express myself in every glorious manner. And I feel so good about it. I feel so fantastic about it. But I put the cause in motion. I put the cause in motion, and the cause brings forth that which I am. Whatever that cause may be, it brings forth that which I am, and I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, what causes would you like to have in your life? What causes would you like to have in your life that are expressing themselves? Because truly, you are expressing the causes you have in your mind and your heart right now. If you're happy, you're having happy thoughts. If you're sad, you're having sad thoughts. If you're rich, you have rich thoughts. If you're poor, you have poor thoughts. If you're healthy, you have healthy thoughts. If you're sick, you have sick thoughts. It's so terribly simple, but it's so important. It is the principle. Whatever thoughts I think, whatever ideas I have in my mind, uppermost in my mind, those are the things that I express. I look out my window right now, and I'm staying in a little longer this Sunday morning, and I am seeing the sun as it's dappling across the mountaintops here, brightening them everywhere, beautiful, beautiful. Today we're having a good old windstorm, and the wind is blowing the trees back and forth and making everything fantastic. The temperature is a nice 45 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a beautiful day, a lovely day. It's a good day for walking, because when you walk and the wind is behind you, it pushes you along, and it makes walking easier. And when the wind is in front of you, and you walk into the wind, you put out your arms, and you sail, and you fly, and the wind lifts you up, and you sort of float along. So great. Oh, come on, Herb, that's a bunch of nonsense. Hey, it's all in the mind. Where do you think our first designers of aeronautics got their ideas? They looked at the birds who sat on a bush, sat on a limb of a tree, and then they lifted their wings and fluttered them a little bit, and off they took into the wild blue yonder. It was a glorious experience for them the first time they did it. First time they did it, they were born that way. No, they weren't. They were born a little bit heavier. The first bird-type creatures were reptiles, I believe, and as reptiles in that nature, they had heavier bodies, and the body wouldn't take off so easily. I saw in the National Geographic this last issue, which is, I think, December-January issue of 2006 here. It is a flying snake. It is a snake that opens its hood, it opens its body, and spreads its body out so that it can fly through the air and land on another tree somewhere else, and then slither along that tree by pulling its cloak in about it to become part of its normal exterior. Now, the snake is an interesting thing. I mean, who would have created a snake like that? Now, do you think that perhaps a playful snake has a thought in his mind? people say snakes don't think, but I believe they think. And I believe that he was sitting on that limb, and he says, gee, it'd be wonderful if I could fly. It's just like some bats like to fly, and just like some other creatures, squirrels, they spread out their legs, and the skin between their legs and their forelegs and hind legs make a great big gliding surface for them, and they fly. Well, now, these things just were step by step. You say, well, my goodness, there's a lot of steps. Yes, they're step by step. Life is timeless. We are in no hurry for anything, and we're never in a rush, and time is always on our hand to do with whatever we want. So when I say ways I keep my youthfulness, I think these wonderful new thoughts. I think the ability of being able to run and walk and fly and enjoy myself. Oh, I have my pilot's license, and I haven't been flying much recently, but the thing is, I do whatever I choose to do when I choose to do it. When my son was interested in flying and wanted to learn to fly, we both learned to fly. And I flew and he flew, and I got my license and he got his license, and we had a lot of fun. And then later, I turned my interest to other things, like developing the University of Feeling, developing the Church of God Unlimited, developing the University of Philosophy, developing the Absolute Monastery, developing the School of the Master, developing the Worldwide Healing Ministry. My goodness, all those wonderful organizations, yes. But all along, my thought was variably on and off ways I keep my youthfulness. And sometimes I'd forget about my youthfulness and I'd fatten up like a pig. And then other times I'd remember my youthfulness and I'd slim down like the fantastic youthful being that I am. It's all a matter of where our thoughts are. It's all a matter of where our thinking is. And the question you have to ask yourself, as I do myself, the world knows exactly what I'm thinking about by looking at me. They see my body. They see my life experiences. They see my attitude toward life. Not the things that came on and off throughout lifetime, but what I am doing right now. What I am doing living in the now. Am I living in the now in my youthful, in my vital, in my dynamic spirit? Am I living in the now in my mental acuity? Am I living in the now in the genius that dwells in me, as it does in every being, but I'm choosing to be aware of it? Am I living in the now in my happy, full-time expression of life? Am I living in the now in the idea that they lived happily ever after from our fairy tales? Am I living in the now? You bet I am. And it's wonderful. I live in my life, flexible, supple, able to move, able to be gracious and great. I had the supple, flexible, lissome, nimble body, sinewy, lean, tough, muscular, vigorous, forceful, thin, strong. Wow. Those are the thoughts I have about my body, ways I keep my youthfulness. It works. And it works for everyone who chooses to work it. Wow. What a wonderful way to live. And that's who I am. And that's who all of my creation are. I love you. I love you. I love you.